So we've got our final topic here. And last time we experimented with the random noun edition as well.
And that failed.
It had limited success. So do you just want to look at this one? I think I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I do.
Do you want to guess?
No, because I might be wrong. What is it?
It's evolution.
See?
Yeah, that was what I thought it was.
It was.
I could have said anything then.
No. Yeah, the only person who can verify that is me, isn't it? This is also a discussion that we have regularly. It's a topic that we discuss because me being the atheist, I should be the big evolution pusher. But actually, you come out stronger in evolution in our discussions.
That's just how good I am.
So how does that work? Jesus. Basically, my idea.
You can't rely on Jesus for this one. You can't claim to be an atheist and then rely on Jesus. Go on.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sorry. Basically,
it's cheating.
Everything evolved. That's right. However, there are some things that can't be some things that have developed that can't be explained by evolution is my argument.
Whereas I say that everything has evolved and everything does evolve.
Everything
through evolution.
Everything does evolve through evolution.
Everything that we are. Everything that we could, not everything that we could be, everything that we will be, and everything that we have been is because of evolution through some way.
Mm. My point being that not everything that we have developed directly promotes survival. That is my point. Because if everything did evolve, but if it's exclusively survival of the fittest, yada yada yada, then we'd just be blank emotional things, just setting out to get absolutely what's best for us. We'd be selfish little pricks. We'd be, and we're not. Actually, we think about other people, and that's good, isn't it? That's good.
Well, thinking about other people is a survival method. Working together.
Yes.
Betters the whole group. So that's out the window.
But what about people helping people who, like, I send money to Africa? That's...
To help them survive? Yeah, I suppose.
That doesn't help me at all. At all. I think it's a good thing. Morally, I think it's a good thing to do. Explain that with your evolution, Ben.
Yeah, but you evolved to care about other people.
Yeah, but not them. I shouldn't care about people who aren't part of my tribe, evolutionary, should I?
No, but everyone is now part of the same.
Right. Is it? Really?
They're not, but you're always told they are.
Yeah. I don't
know. You care about the people that are around you.
Yeah.
And the reason you know about these people in Africa is because you are being told about them by voices around you, radio, TV.
I'm being told, but they're not part of my tribe. They're not part of... I do see where you're coming from, though. I do, but I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
See, that's fine. We're allowed to have these tensions. We're allowed to.
Oh, dear.
But also, how do you explain things like art? I don't know. Through your thing, like, I create a pretty picture. That's not exclusively evolution, is it? You know, it's not... you could explain it like people who are good at drawing are attracted to the opposite sex and then go on to reproduce. But I'm gay, so how does that work?
Well, you're just weird. No. No,
I'm sorry, I have put you on the spot, I apologise.
Yes. No, well, art is, if you go back far enough, was a form of communication.
Okay.
So that works. Shut up.
We're not just writing letters,
no,
are we?
It's not communication as in writing letters or anything. It's communication as in designating where and when you cannot go. So you'd decorate something in such a way, so either to tell people to get lost or say, yeah, welcome, come have fun.
Okay.
Whatever. So that starts there. I don't know where drawing came into it. There must have been a reason for it.